fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger, the Cisco Kid,
the challenge of the Yukon.
Hong King, on you, Husky!
Have gun, will travel. Starring Mr. John Daner as Paladin.
Tales of the Texas Rangers, starring Joel McRae as Ranger Chaser.
The American West.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
Bill Hickok!
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date's November 5th, 1953, and the title is To Uphold the Law. Hope you've been enjoying the intro, and let's get into today's episode.
Adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Domino, the Cisco Kid. Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, To Uphold the Law. Marsh Arnold was a jackal outlaw. His method was to go from town to town in the Old Southwest, pretending to be an honest man, only to rob and kill at the first opportunity. The Conway boys, Red and Bud, were outlaws openly and defiantly. They despised Arnold, and he hated and feared them. So now, as the Conway boys are on their way to the penitentiary, under guard of Sheriff Bill White and his deputy of Cactus County.
Come on, Sheriff. Who tipped you off to that state holdup?
Yeah. Was it that coyote Arnold?
I ain't saying who it was, Conway. Now quit asking.
We don't need to ask, eh, Bud? Arnold was hanging around us before we went after that state. Enough to suspect our plans.
That's all right. Maybe we can get him later on today.
You hombres ain't getting anybody for years to come.
Listen to him, Red. He thinks he's going to get us to the pen.
Keep that rifle ready, Deputy. We're coming in the river trail now, and there's trees and brush to cover anybody who might be thinking of springing these coyotes loose from us.
Yes, sir, Sheriff, there sure is. If I was you, I'd turn back.
You hombres ain't bluffing me. The rest of your gang's been run out of the county.
There's your answer, Sheriff. That's the stuff, boys. You've got the sheriff. Now get the deputy.
That's the way to do it. Got them both.
So we was bluffing, hey, Sheriff?
That's nice shooting, boys. Nice shooting. One bullet apiece. Now find the keys. Get us out of these handcuffs. We're going back to town and get that snake Arnold.
But Cisco,
Maybe Sheriff White not want our help.
See, that is true, Pancho. He may not.
Uh-huh.
But I heard he is having his troubles with many bond dealers in the Tough County.
Oh.
So we will offer to help him.
See, si, Cisco. And Pancho got a bullwhip to help. What's that cactus plan, Cisco?
See?
Study, Loco. Pancho, that hit you.
You are getting very good with that bullwhip, Pancho. But Loco still does not like it.
Oh, Loco not mind when Pancho tell him ahead of time. Now, look. Pancho go to crack the bullwhip again, Loco. Loco not mind. Oh, whoa, Loco, Santo.
No, Loco does not mind. Not a bit.
Oh, Loco get used to it. What that, Cisco? What that, huh?
Mombre is shooting and riding this way, amigo.
Oh?
Yeah. They come. 6, 7 of them.
Get out of the way, you hombre.
Yes, one side, Pancho.
Look.
Easy.
Oh, those crazy coyotes. Cisco, we go after them, no?
There is nothing I would like better, Pancho. But those are the Conway boys.
Oh?
I was told the sheriff was taking them to prison. They have escaped, and the sheriff may be dead or dying. Come, we must find them. Up there. Get up there.
Oh, we'll go now. Those Conway boys. Tough boys, Cisco.
See?
The most Arnold hombre with them, no?
I did not see him, Pancho.
Cisco, he most Arnold hombre in this county, no?
See, but he would not be with the Conways, amigo.
Uh-huh.
Most Arnold is a sneaking lone wolf and a bad one. It's even worse than the Conways. Ah, look ahead there, Pancho.
Oh, see, the sheriff and the deputy, Cisco.
Hey, hold up.
Hold up.
After me. This is bad.
Not good, Cisco.
Deputy is dead. I'll see about the sheriff.
Sheriff dead too, Cisco?
No, his heart is beating. Uh-huh. I think he was just wounded by that bullet.
Uh-huh.
He's coming too, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Give me some water from your canteen, Chico. Pour some around on my neckerchief. Wash this wound here.
Get him, deputy, get...
All right, Sheriff, lie still.
Cisco.
See, you're going to be all right, Sheriff. Pancho and I will get you back to town as quickly as possible.
The deputy.
He's dead, Sheriff.
Oh, the coyotes, the Conways. The hoodlums dry gulch, the Cisco. I'll get him for this. I'll...
Sheriff faint again, Cisco.
See, let us hurry him to town, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
It's good we came to offer our help, for now the town is going to need help against those banditos.
Oh. Hey, Bush! Bush Arnold!
Is that you, French? What do you want? I'm studying a layout plan of the bank.
No, never mind. Gotta get out of here fast.
Why?
Conway's gonna wait in the sheriff. Just riding into the other end of town now. They'll be coming right after us. Come on.
Well, they don't know we tipped off the sheriff to that stage holdup.
All right. You stay here if you want to. I'm pulling freight for the hills right now.
How many of the games you see, Fritz?
7. They'll be in a bad mood. They'll crack down on this town, everyone in it.
Well, maybe you're right, Fritz. I'm with you.
There they are now. Come on. They'll come here first.
Well, they sure won't find us. Come on, let's get out of here. Get out of here.
Hombre that sees that pack rat, Arnold, gun him down.
All right.
I'll get his partner, Red. The one they call Fritz.
Yeah. It looks like he's home, bud. His horse is gone.
Maybe he's hiding in the house. Come on.
Arnold, you coyote, show yourself.
He ain't home. We sure can leave him a nice pile of ashes to come back to. Go on, Red. Smash up them chairs.
Yeah.
Let's set the place on fire. Then we'll get over to the cafe.
Yeah.
Celebrate.
Now, I've sworn you in as deputy, Cisco and Pancho. You'll have some authority.
We'll do what we can, Senor Sheriff.
Yeah, I know you will. Bad at all, I would have to be laid up right now when I'm needed.
No, there's nothing you could help. The main thing is, Senor Sheriff, the doctor said you will get well.
Yeah, but where's Joe Hale?
He's your other deputy?
Yeah. He'll have to be acting sheriff, Cisco.
Yeah, he'll be acting sheriff all he wants, but Cisco be a real sheriff, no?
Pancho, it is for the sheriff to say.
Si, but Pancho thinks
quieto,
that you...
Quieto, Pancho.
Si, quieto, Cisco.
Maybe Joe ain't got so much nerve as he might have, but I guess he'll be all right. Doc said he'd send Joe over.
How are you feeling, Sheriff?
Guess I'm going to pull through, Joe. Shake hands with Cisco, kid, and Pancho.
Sure heard a lot about you, Cisco.
Gracias, señor.
Gracias, señor.
Cisco and Pancho are deputies now, Joe. You're acting sheriff.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Listen to them buzzards. What they doing, Joe?
Well, only as I can make out, they're turning the cafe upside down, Sheriff. And everybody in town's indoors.
Get busy, then. Run them back into jail.
Huh? Well, yeah, sure. Come on, Cisco. Pancho.
Si, señor. Hasta la vista, señor Sheriff.
Hasta la vista.
If you can't get them all, get red blood.
Sure thing, Sheriff.
Cisco, Pancho, I think Senor Joe like his job.
I think you're right, Pancho. He goes to the cafe with us. He may be more trouble than help.
More trouble.
I will give him an excuse. Senor Joe.
Yes, Cisco?
Let us wait here for a moment. As acting sheriff, it is for you to give the orders, but I hope you will let Pancho and me go to the cafe while you go to the jail and get ready for some prisoners.
Hold the doors open.
You think that might be best, Cisco?
Si, I do.
Hold the doors open wide, Senor Sheriff.
Well, that's what we'll do, Cisco. You bring them in, and I'll lock them up.
Come, Pancho.
This is go to the cafe.
To the cafe. Wait, Pancho, wait. Let's plan what we will do. I'm going after the two Conways. I'm going to have to act up, amigo. Even one little moment of uncertainty would be fatal with those hombres. You stand with your back to the wall.
Back to the wall.
And be ready for anything.
Cisco, please not take no chances, huh? And Pancho not want anything to happen to Cisco.
I will not take chances, Chico. Now come. We'll go in.
Come on, hombre. Dance.
Easy, Red. I'll dance.
I made the cafe on a dance, Cisco.
Hey.
Bastard.
We'll put a stop to that. All right, all of you. Get go. Hey, Echo. Give me that gun, Conway.
Huh? Well, if it ain't the Cisco kid.
Look, Red, he's a deputy.
Hey, I am. Give me that gun, Conway, before you hurt someone with it.
Yeah. Sure, I'll give it to you. Muzzle first, unless you get back away from me.
You have not the nerve to shoot anyone, you imitation of a bad man. I will take it from you now.
You buzzard.
Kind of had you buffalo that time, didn't he, Red?
What are you laughing at? You have no more nerve than your brother, which means you have none at all. Just to prove to these other coyotes that you have no nerve, I'm going to knock you over that table.
What?
Quieto. Now, who is next? Well, go on. Somebody say something. Bandidos, skeelers, you make me laugh. You, are you going for your gun?
Not me, Cisco.
You had better not. Or any of the rest of you. Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
Come over here and put the handcuffs on these two Conways.
You ain't putting no handcuffs on me, Cisco.
Say that again, hombre.
Aye. Easy with that gun now, Cisco.
Handcuffs on this one, Cisco.
Quiet now. Now, the one on the floor, Pancho. And then yank him to his feet.
It's fun, Cisco.
And keep these other make-believe banditos covered.
Up on your feet, you.
All right. Now, out the door with them, Pancho.
Yeah, out the door. Move, hombres. Pronto.
All right, quieto. The rest of you. Turn your backs. Keep those hands high in the air. Now, take your guns.
What Pancho do with these hombres, Cisco?
Take them to the jail, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
And I will herd the rest of these mavericks over. All right, hombres. Get out through that door. Slowly.
Bueno, Cisco. Bueno.
Let us get them inside the jail before we say that, Pancho.
That's part of the jail. We're almost there, Cisco.
Senor Joe.
Yes, Cisco?
There are some prisoners for you.
My thunder, look at them. All seven of them. We sure did a good job, Cisco.
Hey, we did.
Hey, look, up there on the bluff. Down, you hombres, down quickly.
Hey, that shot got Bud.
Do not stop to talk. Into the jail, quickly.
Look out, boys. I bet it's that dirty coyote of a Mush Arnold.
Senor Joe, Pancho, take over these prisoners. I am going up there after that hombre.
Before Cisco gets through, he's going to have plenty of trouble with that hombre. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, To Uphold the Law. Wounded and unable to act against the Conway gang who shot him down, Sheriff White swore in Cisco and Pancho as deputies. At the cafe, Cisco outbluffed the Conways and took the whole gang into custody. But as he was herding them across the street to jail, a rifle cracked from the bluff above, and one of the Conways fell dead. At once, Cisco, turning the remaining prisoners over to Pancho and acting Sheriff Joe Hale, started for the bluff. Now, half an hour later...
Well, we've shook off Cisco, boy.
Sure. We lost him back there when we rode the river shallows. And I got Bud Conway. Now we're going to figure on getting Red and the rest of them, Fritz.
How?
I'm going to do some talking at that store. This town's mighty sick of them Conways, and I got plenty of reason to talk now they burned down my house.
Going to talk up necktie party, eh?
Yeah, that's right. There ain't room for them and me around here. As soon as we get rid of them, Fritz, we'll knock over this bank, and then we'll move on to another part of the country.
Pays to be honest, eh, Mush?
Yeah, pays to make people think you're honest till you get ready to fool them.
Thing is, I'm wondering how much you're going to fool that Cisco kid. You had a brush with that hombre up north, did you?
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. Maybe Cisco's forgot I shot down a friend of his. Anyway, we ain't got to see Cisco. Oh, here's the store.
Hope you're right, Mush, but I'd have a dozen sheriffs after me and Cisco.
Quit your belly aching. Yeah, there's a bunch of men in the store like I thought there'd be. Come on. Howdy, boys.
Howdy.
Guess you boys are talking about the Conways, ain't you? Yeah, thought so. I'd like to say something about them, too. I've been living here in this town for almost a year, working for some of you, building your houses and digging your wells. I like the town. I want to stay here. But I ain't going to stay long as this Conway gang's around here. Y'all probably know they burned down my house today. I see Sam Trader sitting over there, and I hear today they shot and killed Sam's brother Ed, the deputy. How much longer are we going to stand for that kind of business? Them Conways, all of them, ought to be strung up. All right, them in favor, get their right hands up.
Well, looks like everybody, Mush.
Yeah. All right, boys, go on home now. I'll meet you in front of this store at dark. Well, guess that'll take care of the Conways, Rich.
Yes, it will, Mush. Here comes Cisco.
Yeah, well, what of it? He can't prove I got Bud Conway. And we got a right to be in this store.
Well, Mush, you and I have not met for some time.
Yeah, that's right, Cisco. We ain't.
I heard you were living in this town.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that, Cisco?
Do you happen to know of a couple of hombres who were riding up on the bluff behind the jail in the last hour, Mush?
On the bluff?
Yeah.
Why, no, Cisco.
I thought you might. The tracks of two horses lead right to this store.
Nope. Don't know a thing about it.
I see. Where's the storekeeper?
He's outside, talking with a couple of the boys.
Well, then I will take two boxes of these .44 caliber ammunition and pay him as I leave. I will take a look at these cartridges. This is very strange. I seem to see the name Mush Arnold on these bullets.
What do you mean, Cisco?
I will be putting this bullet into my gun just about twilight, Mush. Until then, I will be busy with other matters. Adios.
He means for you to pull freight out of town, Mush.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he does. Well, I ain't pulling freight for Cisco nor nobody else. We're stringing up them Conways, and after that, I'll get Cisco.
I tell you, we're going to have trouble tonight. Thus we get them prisoners out of this jail, Cisco.
No troubles, no?
What do you want to do, Senor Joe?
I want to get them out of here and over to the prison just as fast as possible.
I would advise against it.
But I tell you, there's bad feeling in town, Cisco. The boys are getting ready to storm this jail.
We can hold them off, I believe.
Hey, Cisco said, go home, senores. Senores, go home.
No, it won't be as simple as that. It's dark now, and things will start happening mighty quick.
Si, senor, but there's a moon tonight. If we leave for the prison with the bandidos, the men of the town will quickly find it out. I tell you, those bandidos will be safer in these jails than they would be on the road.
Yeah, look what happened to the boy Conway. Dead, no?
Just the same, I'm acting sheriff, and what I say goes.
Si, that is true, Senor Joe.
Will you help me get him to the prison?
Si, if you insist.
All right. I'll go get the horses harnessed and drive the wagon around to the back door. Cisco, you and Pancho get the prisoners shackled up for the trip.
Si, we will.
You do not like this, Cisco, huh?
No, I do not like it at all, Pancho. Mm-hmm. But we are sworn to uphold the law and to obey the sheriff.
Si.
In this case, the acting sheriff. Mm-hmm. So, we will take orders from Senor Joe. But to be on the safe side, I am going to take along 2 sticks out of this box.
Sticks of what, Cisco?
Dynamite.
Guess we're about ready, boys. Soon as Fritz gets back. Oh, here he is.
Hey, Mush. It started out.
Who started out?
Cisco and the fat one, Joe Hale. They've loaded the prisoners into a wagon. They're heading north.
Well, good. By thunder, that's great. You sure of that, Fritz?
Certainly, I'm sure. Watched them ride away from the jail. Joe's teaming the horses, and Cisco and the other ones riding escort.
Perfect. We can ride out round and get them out by the old quarry diggings. Come on, boys, let's ride.
Well, we got so far, Chico.
Hey, Pancho, but I did not expect we would, to tell the truth.
Maybe we get all the way through the prison, Cisco.
I hope so, amigo. Uh-huh. But I do not think so. The moonlight is too bright.
Hey.
Just the sort of night for an attack.
Hey, you sheriff! Stop them horses!
Huh?
Stop them horses a minute!
Oh! What do you want, Red?
I just seen some riders up on that ridge up ahead.
What are you talking about? Well, who'd be up there?
I tell you, I saw some riders. Half a dozen of them.
Oh, forget it.
Just a minute to you, Joe. I believe what these bandidos says.
But, Cisco,
I have been expecting this for some time now. You wait right here. Pancho and I will ride up ahead and see what is going on. Come on, there.
Yeah. Come on, though. We're right near the old quarry digging, Cisco.
See. The wagon stopped in that bad spot.
Uh-huh.
It may be that we are going to have to turn back to the jail, Pancho.
Huh?
With a running fight every foot of the way.
Pancho got his bullwhip, Cisco.
See, but that will do no good on long range, Cisco. Yeah. Diablo is telling us that someone is up ahead.
Hold over.
Gee, the bandido Red Conway was right.
What's Winnie up there?
We are going to have to turn back, Pancho.
You do not want to start out in the first place, Cisco. Hombre, shoot it
back,
off.
Pancho, quickly. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go.
Turn the wagon around, Señor Joe. Head back for the jail.
Señor Joe shoot at us too, no?
Hold your fire, Señor Joe. What do you think you are doing? We are... Madre mía, hold up.
Ho.
He is on the ground. Been shot.
And prisoners not in the wagon, Cisco.
They asked for guns to defend themselves, Cisco. I unlocked their handcuffs and gave them a rifle and 2 6-guns. Red drilled me.
You shoot Senor Joe in the shoulder, Cisco.
Say, that is not a fatal wound, though.
The prisoners got down over... quarry bank.
Well, I will put you in the wagon, senor. You will have some protection there. Come on.
I guess I'm all right, sir.
See, you will be.
Now hold your neckerchief against that wound, Senor Joe. We'll be with you as soon as we can.
Let's go, boys. We'll ride them down.
Here come the hombres, Cisco.
See, and that posh Arnold is leading them. Take cover, Pancho. I'm going to drag that coyote from his horse as he goes by.
Ah,
do
not take cover. Well, he's going to take cover. They almost on us, Cisco.
Hey, I'm going to get that Arnold Lombre right now. You will not. You will come down off that horse. There. So, you started all this, did you, Arnold? Well, I am going to finish it. At this time, Arnold, you are going to prison where you belong.
All right, Cisco. I quit. That's enough.
Pancho got these hombres, Cisco. Pancho catch him by the leg and drag him off his horse.
Bueno, Pancho. That one is Mush Arnold's partner.
Uh-huh.
Now we have the ringleaders, we may be able to control the West. I will see. Listen to me. Listen to me, all of you. This hombre who led you here, this Mush Arnold, is one of the worst, the most cowardly criminals in the whole Southwest. I will give you proof of that when I get back to your town. I will give you proof that he goes to a town, makes friends there, and then robs the bank and commits murders.
He's going to know what he talk about, signore.
We are taking prisoners to the penitentiary, and we intend to get them there. Signores, we can get them there without your help.
All right, Cisco, you win. Come on, boys, let's go home.
Pancho, tie up these two hombres.
Yes, Cisco. But Cisco, how'd you get the prisoners off from the quarry and back in the wagon?
Well, that remains to be seen. Conway! You and the rest of your gang, come back here.
Ah, sure, Cisco. We'll be right there.
I have two sticks of dynamite here, and I will not hesitate to use them. Now, will you come?
You're throwing a bluff, Cisco.
Cisco not throw the bluff. Cisco throw the dynamite.
I will light these first fuse and throw the stick to one side to prove to you I have the dynamite.
There go the stick.
Listen, you bandidos. Now, unless you come out of that quarry, this next stick of dynamite is for you. Well?
We're coming out, Cisco.
With your hands in the air. Can you go on with us, Senor Joe?
Yeah, I'm feeling better now, Cisco. I'm all right. You and Pancho help me get them handcuffed again. And look, after watching you in action, I'm taking orders from you, see? From now on, Cisco, you're the boss.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Bandidos all in the prison now.
Si, amigo. Including Mush Arnold and his partner, who were sentenced for crimes they committed in the past.
How long they be in the prison, Cisco?
Well, until that little boy we just passed is a full-grown man.
Oh, that a long time, Cisco.
Si, si. A good many years.
Cisco think that boy grow fast?
Oh, I do not know, Chico. That will depend on how they feed him.
He grows 20 pounds in 2 weeks, Cisco?
20 pounds in 2 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, of course he will not.
Can't you have a little baby while drink elephant milk grow this much?
Well, wait. Now, you heard of a baby fed on elephant's milk that grew 20 pounds in 2 weeks?
Yeah, he grows 20 pounds in 2 weeks.
Now, look, Pancho, that is impossible.
Oh, well, Pancho, yes, Cisco.
Oh, you did, huh?
Uh-huh.
Tell me. Whose baby was it?
Elephant's baby.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns, And don't forget to rate us on iTunes. OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to OTNetcast.com. Again, that's OTNetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.